It's Mix 107.9 with Andre Styles, and it's time for our Workout Wednesday, which is brought to you by Orthopedic One, which is helping patients pursue better lives one story at a time. And speaking of Orthopedic One, they're our sponsor for Workout Wednesday, of course. But with us, we've got Jeffrey Backus. He's one of the doctors and surgeons with Orthopedic One. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?
Doing good. And you are actually Central Ohio, born and bred, went off after high school to do your schooling at Northwestern and then down in the Carolinas, but then decided to come back to Central Ohio. And great to have you back at Orthopedic One. But you're from Upper Arlington, correct?
I am. Golden Bears.
All right. And you've gotten to work with some collegiate and amateur and even pro athletes throughout your career so far.
I have. It's a unique thing to be able to take care of athletes and to kind of use that training and apply it to the weekend warrior, and everybody else has a little athleticism in them too.
Well, you're also one of Ohio's 40 under 40, named by Columbus Business First, so congratulations on that. That's a great accomplishment.
Thank you. It sure was, yes.
We have a lot of schools getting ready to go back into session now. Middle schools, high schools, fall sports have been ramping up. I mean, of course, here in Columbus, Ohio State University with the Buckeyes, you've seen them doing their fall camp already, but high schools and middle schools, they're getting back to the grind of it, whether it's soccer or football or field hockey, whatever it may be. What are some of the most common injuries that you guys see at Orthopedic One in fall sports?
Sure. I guess the first thing I'd say is even something that we don't see in the office, but far and away the most common thing for fall sports and kids starting sports for the first time is dehydration. And that's something at every level, whether you're professional or little league football, people need to be aware of. And the best thing to do to prevent that is prehydration. I tell families and professional athletes that I treat and take care of that if you're thirsty when you're practicing or playing, it's too late. You got to start hydrating before you even step on the field.
And that's sort of one of the most, I wouldn't say uncommon, but when you think of injuries or something that happens to an athlete, you don't typically think of dehydration, but that is an issue.
And it's one of the things we try to harp on every level and every sport of how important it is, because people are going to miss more practices and have to leave games early because of cramping for hydration more so than musculoskeletal injuries sometimes.
So what are some of the ways to, I know you talked about prehydrating, are there certain drinks that you guys recommend or certain ways or amounts or timing, you know, what all goes into that?
It's certainly something where I think you have to hydrate more than just right before the game. That's something that starts the week of prep. I mean, we can't underestimate the importance of good nutrition and adequate hydration preparing for practices and games. I tell people you should do the 8 glasses of water a day, and oftentimes a lot of the teams around Central Ohio, you weigh in and weigh out to practice so that they are monitoring you through your body weight. So every pound you lose, that's an extra liter of water that you need to consume to try to get that back.
Are there signs of dehydration? What can parents look
like
for?
Like I mentioned, I think thirst. If you're thirsty, that's too late. That means your body is already sensing that water loss. Certainly, we watch and monitor for urine output. You need to be excreting, but your urine should be clear. If you have really concentrated dark urine, you're dehydrated, whether you think you are or not. And certainly, some of the more severe signs are muscle cramps. When false sports first start back up, you see a lot of people leaving the game because they're cramping, and that's a result of lack of adequate hydration.
Besides dehydration, some of the other most common maybe injuries that you guys see?
Sure. We see a lot of ankle sprains. That's certainly one of the more common things. Contact sports, especially your football and the girls' soccer, we see a lot of shoulder dislocations. Both of those injuries, in terms of prevention, is sometimes difficult. I think that you're training in the off season to strengthen the muscles around the shoulder girdle, to strengthen your leg muscles, can help prevent that, but you can't always prevent every injury. So you have to have proper form when you're participating in sports. I am not a huge component of just universal ankle braces for every contact sport, because sometimes those injuries are just going to happen, and you train in the off season to strengthen your legs the best you can, but they're contact sports, and injuries, unfortunately, are sometimes inevitable.
We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Backus from Orthopedic One, and talking about some of the most common injuries now with kids going back to school and starting up those fall sports. As a parent, if a kid comes home from practice and, you know, they might be complaining about, you know, their ankle or something else, and maybe they didn't mention it to their coach, what should a parent do?
Yes, I think at every level, there has to be good communication. If someone thinks that they are injured and can't participate, then that needs to be brought up with the coach, and if there's trainers available, to discuss with the trainers. We make a lot of injuries worse by playing through it, and then there are times where you need to involve a physician to assess, because one of the biggest roles I play in this is this something where you can continue to play and play through some discomfort, which is a natural part of sports, or is this something where you're going to make an injury worse by continuing to play? And sometimes that just needs the assessment of a physician.
All right, so where can people find more information regarding injuries, or where they can receive help or go to from you guys?
Sure. So certainly Orthopedic One, we have a website online, or you could call any of our offices. Our number is listed at orthopedic1.com.
Thank you so much for giving us a
Thank
call.
You.
And maybe we'll check back in later on throughout the year.
Wonderful. Thank you.